Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to another episode of the Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to unpack everything that just transpired in the most recent episode of Love Island. We're going to talk briefly about what happened in episode 14 as well from Tuesday. But before we get into any of that, I would like to welcome back my new co-host of the Love and Reality Podcast, breaking down all things reality TV with me, Ashley. How are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited. It was crazy. We text obviously when we watch the show, and then we talk text a little bit when we see the tea, the drama, and everything in between. But the big thing for me was I was like, man, we missed a good opportunity of going live on Tuesday. A lot of things shook out with some craziness. And then of course the big thing that happened was, you know, Hurricane Huda was almost coming to a crashing halt, and then everybody in America realized that no matter what they did, they are not going to be able to get Huda out of this place. So, yeah.
Listen, there's nothing we could do. I mean, she's here to say, it seems like.
She does. And that's the big thing. That's the weird thing about, I mean, it is. But at the same time, I'm like, she's here to stay, but she likes herself this new guy. But this new guy seems to be smitten by somebody else. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But obviously the big shock of this episode, we had Megha Thee Stallion on the episode, and you're always nervous when you have people on the show that maybe aren't Love Island fans, right? But when she came in and starts clocking the girls and everything, that their drama and the tea,
she knew all the tea. She was going one by one by one by one, like this person, that. The girls were even surprised that she knew their names.
Right. Oh, when she says Alondria, she freaking, like, Alondria, like, the reaction on her face was priceless.
I love her. She is just like, ugh. Maureen, what's up? I think that the fact that she came on the show and she knew every little part, and I know she wanted to say more to Huda, but she went easy on her.
She did. Yeah, but she was kind of, I felt like she was kind of nice too in a way to Huda. And I appreciated that, because one of the big themes for me, once we got past the early conversation, the very weird, awkward conversation where it was like, I want to have one final conversation with Jeremiah that almost turned crazy. After she promised that she was no longer going to be talking to him anymore.
I was nervous. I was like, oh no. First of all, she came in and she interrupted Jeremiah and Iris's conversation, which I wasn't surprised about, because we know that she's a known crash out. Okay, cool. Like, none of that surprises us anymore. But I feel like she expected Jeremiah to, like, give in, if that makes any sense.
100% makes plenty of sense to me. And to be honest with you, we're all glad he didn't. You know what I mean? That's the big thing. We're glad he's not giving up and throwing in the towel. Now, I have thoughts about that in a little bit. How's it going, Savannah? I do have thoughts about that in a little bit when we talk about what we did see in the scenes for tomorrow, because things might get a little spicy for his partner, we'll say. But All right. The one thing that we do have to talk about in this episode, and we have to, you know what I mean? There was some serious, and I mean some serious throwing down. I know that I have some universal hatred of one person on this show. I even got told that I needed to keep my politics out of this show, which, you know, I got a big go fuck yourself. But this, everybody knows that my hatred for Austin has no bounds. However,
your hatred for Austin is
he
so real.
Threw it down in this competition.
Don't sleep on Austin.
We're always going to sleep on Austin. However, we don't want to sleep already. However, that said, my dude did his thing. You know what I mean? What did you think of the initial of the dance off here with Austin taking care of his business?
Austin surprised me. I'm not going to lie. He surprised me. I was like, okay, Austin, he came out there and he did not hold back. Correct. But my favorite was Taylor. Okay.
Hold on. I was ready for it. I mean, I want to throw one real quick though. I will say my favorite, Huda threw it down. Okay. She threw that thing down. Okay. But nothing beats this guy.
Nothing. Not like, look at him. Look at him.
Savannah said Austin's our Bergie. No. Hang on. No. We like Berg. I like Bergie. Don't you dare compare Austin. And
DJ, stop.
What's up, DJ?
No, I love Bergie. I don't love Austin the way I love Bergie though.
Exactly.
Huda definitely went out there and was like showing off, like, look, Jeremiah, this is what you could have had. Well, actually, he did have that, but you know what I mean.
I think there's a lot of people that do forget that what went down on those between those
I know.
Two. Taylor, yeah. So that was my question. I'm going to pose that to all the listeners out there, especially listening on the podcast line. First off, I'm going to throw out here, thank you guys so much for tuning in on the podcast platform. You guys skyrocket us all the way up to the top, like 50 in the entire United States. Like we're popping in Brazil. We're popping in all over across the country, across the world. We want to say thank you so much for tuning in. We are like greatly appreciative. Obviously I love having Ashley jump on here, and obviously her influence has brought in a lot of people in this audience, but we skyrocketed top 50. That's crazy. Top 50 in all of the United States in just the first episode together. And we've got many, many more things planned for you guys. So if you could do us a favor while you're here, leave us, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment, review all those good things. And then of course on the iTunes, or if you're listening on Spotify, just drop a 5-star review, keep tuning in. You can comment on all those platforms too. You know what I mean? We see those comments, even the hateful ones. So, but yeah, we'll skip through. Yes, right here. DJ, exactly. Huda was shot. I saw somebody on thread said, I forget everything that Huda did the last 14 days.
Everybody forgot. It was like this episode, it was the new Huda. Like she just introduced herself again.
Exactly. See, I know. I hate Austin too, but he's gaining brownie points with me because he brings comedy. I know. And that's, I hear y'all. Okay.
I get it. We're still not going to go easy on him, but we get it. I don't know why, but every time Austin and Amaya speak to each other, it's just so awkward.
I don't like those two together. This is my feeling every time they talk. You know what I mean? Like, that's just...
Yes! Yes, exactly.
Who did Nick face up against? Who was it? Nick
Orlandria! I love that they put those two together.
Yeah. You know what? I'm telling you right now. I don't care what anybody says. They did that on purpose.
They did it on purpose. They know that.
Nick was down bad in that moment for her. I mean, don't get me wrong. All of America was. You know what I mean?
But, for sure. Look at her. Even Meg Thee Stallion was like, girl, how you get that thing to thing?
Yeah. Yeah, Nick was having a problem he's having a problem like with this problem of the problems. But to me, yeah, you know what's crazy to me is this was probably the funnest game we've had so far this year. Like,
we needed it. We needed it after how many days of Huda drama?
And not only that, it's just like it was like no kissing. No, you know, swapping spit, jumping on top of each other. Yeah, sure, they were shaking their ass a little bit and doing all that crazy stuff. But this seemed to be like the most fun this crew has had in a little while. Yeah, sure, part of it is the Hurricane Huda, but the expectations of the continued, like, slapping spit, kissing this, kissing that. It was nice to just see fun. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. We all want to see. Well, actually, I really don't need to see all that slapping spit. You know, they probably needed to like have, you know, the herp spread to stop spreading around for a couple of days. You know what I mean? But
every other day, somebody got something on their lip.
Yeah. But yeah, what were your thoughts on? Let's talk about the first competition, obviously with a dance off, and then we had the limbo one. This exactly, and Sam Vanna said, like, this episode is what Love Island is supposed to be. And I think it's this distance himself from the Huda and Jeremiah thing, but they needed a fun episode to really kind of stand apart, right, Ashley?
Yeah, we definitely, because it like brought us back to Love Island, like the games and not just like the drama. It got too serious too fast. And I kudos to Taylor in the beginning of the episode, letting Huda know, like, cut it out. Like, I kept you here. Cut it out.
Yeah, I agree. That was important to stand on that business. And so did Amaya, too. Amaya was like, hey, like, look, you're here. Like, let's calm down. You know what I mean? Like, don't let some dude ruin your time here. If you're here, like, be here, be present. Maybe there's going to be somebody else walking in the door. Maybe get some other connections. And to be honest with you, like, this was refreshing to me. Like, this to me was refreshing. I felt this was the theme. Like a
totally new person.
A different human being.
Like, she needs to back it up. Have fun. Yes, I get your mom, your mamacita. I get it. But, like, come on, have fun, girl. Forget about Jeremiah. And honestly, did you see her conversation with Sierra?
Mm-hmm.
Sierra was like, girl, like, have fun. Forget about that. It's a new day. I see your future. Like, you're going to go far. But, like, not... Savannah said, I was moved from... Yes, exactly. I was moved from Sierra's pep talk.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, the big thing about it is I have strong feelings about the whole entire situation because I feel like Jeremiah, I'm not going to say Jeremiah was equally the problem. Nobody in their right mind should be able to talk to another human being the way that Huda talked to Jeremiah, period, right? Nobody should have to stand for that. Nobody should stand for that. However, like this dude, if you listen to his conversation with Iris, it sounded, and the thing about it is sure, he's refreshed, he's renewed, and I get it. But my big problem, Ashley, is this. Like, if you watch that relationship between these two, you almost feel like what he was kind of playing with Huda when Huda was like 100% all in, right? And we know that. She let everybody know that. But don't you feel like there's just no accountability from Jeremiah because he's just jumping over this fence really, really fast to get past Huda right to Iris. And it's even like, he's playing that up exactly with those words too.
I will say, and I know that you feel as though it's not all Huda. And it's really not all Huda, but I feel like Jeremiah, yes, he did not actually like take accountability for anything. But I don't know. Jay tried to take him.
I don't know if he tried to take accountability. I don't feel like he did. And that's the thing. I mean, can we be honest? These two did hook up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. And maybe my clouded vision of hooking up or whatever. He apologized. How many times does he have to apologize to try accountability before it's... But the thing about it is, it's not just the apology. I think he gaslit her in how he felt about her. I'm not saying he was... Again, I'm not defending Huda's actions at all, but... I felt like he kind of did not. I don't know if he love bombed her, but I mean, he did sleep with her. He did have sex with this woman and they did do a lot of things and he had no problem throwing her to the wayside. And again, I'm not saying he shouldn't have, he should have, but don't act like you didn't have feelings for her if you did. Right?
I feel like when she went to go have that conversation with him, when she broke up him and Iris's conversation, he really did not care. He was like, like whatever you have to say, And she looked back when she hugged him. She looked back and she looked at him, and I think she was waiting for a kiss. Am I wrong?
I don't disagree with that. She's like, oh, let me get one more kiss for the road. DJ said, guys, it's Love Island. It's a horned up game that you try to win. I get that.
I get it, DJ. I know. That's basically what it is.
I know, but my thing is like, and I'm not disagreeing with that either. And again, I get that part of it, but I just feel like he kind of gaslit her. But I do agree with you. It was like, she was like, can we have one more conversation? And then we have the conversation. Well, can I get a kiss? Can I get a kiss goodbye?
Wait, but Huda was still eavesdropping on the conversation. Like, she's still lurking.
Well, let's be real. I think the only reason she begun to stay to eavesdrop was because he was bad-mouthing them. Like, he wasn't saying anything super negative about her to the point of, like, negative. But it was like, yeah, I was in a shitty spot almost. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what perked her ears. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if she stays as long if it's not like a, oh, yeah, I've been just trapped for 14 days. Now, let's be real. Like, you made that decision too.
No, for sure. And, I mean, pretty much her conversation with him to him was basically saying, like, you hurt me. That's all she kept saying is, you hurt me. You hurt me. Like, what is he supposed to say?
All right. Now what we're going to do is we're going to do what Love Island producers failed to do for the first 14 days. And we're going to stop talking about Jeremiah and Huda here, guys, because we want to talk about some of the other things that unfolded this episode. The building of the blocks. That was hilarious to me. I thought it was very funny. I thought the guys were awful at it, which was not surprising at all. But they had the girls' hand, like they had two hands on one side when they were building.
Listen, and as they're building the blocks, they're like, oh, she's hot. Oh, she's a baddie.
Yes.
I thought that was hilarious.
And to me, I agree with you. But this is my question, okay? Did everybody else clock that when Ace was talking about this person that wasn't a real person yet, that because they were disappointed whenever they were like, oh, we're not going to get a bombshell. But if you like Ace is like, damn, she was like fun or whatever. Like, did you see like the camera like pan to Shelly and Shelly's like, yep. Excuse me?
Yep.
Because... Now, don't get me wrong. Shelly had some nice things to say about TJ though, too. You know what I mean? She's like, no, that is a fine ass man. But she said it to the camera, not out loud for him to hear.
Thank you. She said it in the confessional or whatever that's called. Like, she didn't say it for him to hear. Ace just doesn't care. Like, I don't know. But a little part of me is giving Ace a side eye. I feel like this is, I know it's a game, but I feel like he better not be playing with Shelly.
Oh, come on. We already know he is. I feel like
Need to bring somebody on for Shelly. And I don't think this bombshell is going to be for Ace.
I don't think this bombshell is going to be for Ace, and I don't think the bombshell is going to be for Shelly either. I think she got the good looks for him, but I mean, well, then again, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Because
when the bombshell came in, didn't she say that she was gunning for Jeremiah?
Yes. Okay. All right. So wait a minute. See, I just told everybody I wanted to get away from talking about Jeremiah and Huda.
I know. But
how funny would it be if old gal comes in here and steals Jeremiah? That would be hilarious.
I mean, do you like Iris and Jeremiah together?
But she's being patient, opposite of Huda. Shelly loves Ace, but she's being patient, opposite of Huda. Okay, and also, I want to throw this out here, too. There's a rumor going around on the intro web about Shelly and Austin, or not Austin, golly. Shelly and Ace knowing each other, had dated somebody. Apparently, they updated it on, I think it was Shelly's Instagram, I believe it was. And I'm going to see if I can... Yeah, here it is. All right, so here we are. This is Team Shelly. We want to be transparent and clear the air as some of the rumors have gotten far from the truth. Shelly and Ace briefly crossed paths in New York and later connected on social media. They were never in a relationship, never lived together, and there are no children or hidden past. What's unfolding now is real, unscripted, and could change at any moment. We're fully supporting Shelly wherever her heart leads and with whomever she chooses to couple with. So her team nipped this entire situation in the bud.
Did you believe it? Because I didn't. I mean, I don't think that they're have a relationship. I don't think they are in a relationship.
I don't think so either. They might try to, the new guy might try to steal Iris, so it's fair game. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, one's going for Jeremiah, one's going for Iris, and then Huda's still left alone.
I predict all the men for the new Latina. I mean, I wouldn't. Did you see her? Her body was amazing. Boom, there she is.
I don't think Iris really likes Jeremiah. I don't think so either. I think Iris was really gunning for.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Ace, I really do. And then, like, the whole America threw that for a loop because... They were like, you're not allowed to do anything with anybody but Jeremiah because we're trying to get rid of Huda. So, but yeah, so when so obviously we're in reverse because the girls won the competition. And we're going to talk about that, talk about this. But my goodness, Adriana. Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Yeah. Adriana.
Listen, DJ says she's fine.
Yes.
He says, honestly, he thinks that Iris is a slow burn. I will say Iris is hard to read.
Yeah. I agree with you. And to me, it's like, I feel like there's going to be somewhere where we're going to meet in the middle again, where it's Ace and Iris, because there was chemistry. I mean, if everybody remember correctly, he did, in fact, make her breakfast. You know what I mean? Like, he stopped making breakfast for Shelly just to make breakfast for Iris. Predictions. I want everybody to predict in the chat and everybody listening. Does Ace make Adriana, whatever her name is, breakfast? I want to know, does he make breakfast for her?
Yes. He's like a breakfast whore. He's making everybody, and he's probably making some of the producers breakfast at this point.
You know what I'm mad about, though? You don't really see the plates. I want to see what he's cooking up. Because I read online that, like, they're only allowed to make one meal a day.
Yeah, the only meal that they make is breakfast. And I'm happy that they're making new things. It's not avocado toast because I was tired of avocado toast last season.
Well, Huda was over there drinking her avocado shake looking green thing when her and Jeremiah were in the kitchen together.
Oh, yeah.
I
forgot she did make she did have that.
All right. Now, we're not just going to focus on Adriana, somebody trying to, maybe we see burned pancakes and it was Ace. Exactly. All right. So, we are going to talk about PJ TJ. If you ever watched, this is okay. So, if you ever watch the challenge, he looks like a young CT almost.
Yes, he does.
I didn't think about that until now.
He does look, and I love CT.
Yeah. He looks like a young CT right here. Like, this almost looks like if CT had like an AI, you know, if they put AI on. He looks like a young version of, like, an AI version of, like, creation of CT right here. Like, that's what I feel about this. Cass. Oh, all
Castle
right.
Castle Daddy.
Castle Zaddy. Uh-oh. Yeah. Enjoy. Look, he's a good-looking dude, though. He is a good-looking guy. Yeah.
But the episodes for tomorrow is looking like he might be looking at Iris.
I know. The ladies love CT. Exactly. If ladies love CT, if you think he looks like him, he's about to take some girls.
Yeah.
He does. Yes. CT. Yeah. It's from the traders. It's, you know, exactly. That to me, like, you know, he's a good looking dude. And the girls were, like, smitten by him. And you know what's crazy? I really haven't seen the girls kind of like jaws drop the way that they had with TJ.
Ricky, it's because they're tired of looking at these men that's in here already.
Well, they had great, no offense to Jalen. I know we love Jalen, but we had Grandpa Jalen in the house, it felt like, you know what I mean?
Stop, then, I love Jalen.
And Pepe the Pew over there is just not it, you know what I mean? So it's like,
speaking of Pepe, I know y'all saw what went down with him and Hannah in the bed.
Oh my God, yes. The way that
camera clocked that whole situation. I guess Hannah's over what's his name?
Charlie. Fast. Charlie said he's not watching either, so I hope he's not.
I saw that interview. He said he's not watching.
What day did Charlie go home? Monday? Sunday, right?
Sunday. Yeah, he went home Sunday. Jalen went home yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday. Or the day before, yes. Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, you think the new guy will pull Huda for a chat next? Absolutely going to pull Huda for a chat. Grandpa's mad disrespect. Look, man, I'm sorry, DJ, man. He just kind of looked like somebody's. He looked like he could have been like a Laundrie or Shelly's dad. You know what I mean? Or like Unk, Jalen. He could have been like Unk. You know what I mean? Like he's Unk. You know what I'm saying?
He does. He looks like he has that old soul, but he's so sweet. And I hope he's on another show or something soon.
DJ clocked exactly what I was going to say about Adriana. Pepe is going in. He's going to slide into the DMs too.
I'm
going to be honest with you. This could be a fun episode tomorrow night just based on, I think almost every girl and almost every guy is going to be trying to have one-on-ones with these guys, with the new bombshells.
I think that as soon as Pepe heard that Adriana is from Spain,
whoa,
he started speaking Spanish. One of the guys was like, hey, none of that.
He was like Hannah who?
Exactly. Did you see Hannah's face though?
Oh my God, yes.
She was already crying. She's going to be crying, holding on to another. She's going to be crying for Charlie again.
Yeah, and Mary Jane, electric Mary Jane, I think Hannah will go for the new guy because she gets jealous very easily. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Possibly. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, honestly, I thought Hannah wasn't going to move as fast as she did with Pepe, the way she was crying for Charlie.
Well, we saw her move really fast in that bedroom. Which, again, let's say, and again, that's the crazy thing about this is like that shows the guy dynamic of things. You know what I mean? Like how guys are. And I mean, yes, I understand I'm a guy and I'm podcasting here, but it's just the dynamic of they're willing to, you know, hey, I got my action. And now it's like Pepe saw Adriana and was like, who is Hannah? Is Hannah here? Like, what is a Hannah? Like, I don't even know who that is anymore.
Yeah, he's over and done with that now. We'll see tomorrow how things go. But I think that he's going to be trying to talk to Adriana.
I agree. All right, so we're going to do a fun thing here towards the end of the episode. We actually have two new people. And then, of course, we're going to try to, exactly, Hannah who. We're going to try to pick who we think. Obviously, we're not going to get this Friday. We'll probably get it Sunday, the recoupling. Mm-hmm. Of some sort, which is fun because, again, reminder, if you're listening to this, we are live Sunday night as soon as the episode is done airing, which varies obviously from time to time, but we try to go live as soon as everybody in the world gets to see it type of thing. So if it doesn't start until 9 o'clock Eastern time from where you're at, we try to go live by 10 Eastern time because it gives you a chance to see it. We try to clock it a little bit early as we prepare for the podcast and stuff like that. So we appreciate that. But before we dive in, we're not going to talk just about Friday. Let's fast forward a little bit, Ashley. Let's fast forward a bit. Let's shake up the magic eight ball, right? And let's do some magical pairing of who we think the recoupling is going to be, right? So I'm going to say a name, and then we're going to both pair this person with somebody, okay? Because again, we had a situation where we don't really know who got the pick this time, even though it should have been the girls, okay? So I'm hoping that we're going to go back into that boat. And I want everybody in the chat, if you want to play along too, I'm going to say a name. You guys tell us who you think they're going to pair with. All right. So I'm going to start off maybe easy, and I'm going to go Amaya.
Austin.
I think that's a safe bet, right? You know what I mean?
I mean.
I don't really know if they even like each other. I just feel like this feels like I want to stay on the show couple.
Yeah, and the way that did you see their conversation and the awkward kiss? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I think they're both just trying to stay on the show at this point.
Savannah and Mariah, all both said Austin as well. All right, okay. So we're gonna match up since we agreed here. We're gonna lock in Austin and Amaya. If exactly, sister. Yeah, exactly. All right. I think they're both missing a couple.
Oh my god.
A couple. Don't let me go on a rant again. I'll have somebody comment about how this shouldn't be political. All right. Moving on to, let's talk about this one's going to be a fun one because it could be spicy because we saw Nick get pulled for a conversation with Adriana. All right. So I'm going to ask you, Sierra, who is Sierra going to pair with?
It has to be Nick.
Right. Agreed. Now, I guess the question is if we have another one of the, it's not an agreement thing, right? That's not, I don't think that's going to happen again. But does, what will Adriana have like a chance to, I wonder if she'll get to pick first.
Well, in the coming attractions for tomorrow, it looked like Sierra had a talk with the new bombshell.
Right.
So, I mean, it's possible because I feel like Sierra and Nick are still open.
Oh, my God. I think Nick is wide open.
Yeah, Nick is. Listen, ever since Bella Dasha said that Nick told her he was in an open relationship, I have that in the back of my head. So I feel like he's not ready to settle down yet.
Yeah, wait until Casa. Exactly. Yeah, Casa's
going to be. Mary Jane
coming. It's got to be coming soon, right?
It has to. Honestly, it has to be here like Monday, like next week. It has to be because we don't have that many weeks left.
Correct. Then again, she might go for Ben. I know. I think Iris is going to snatch the new guy bombshell. All right. That's who we're going to talk about next. All right. Let's talk about Iris. Do we think Iris and Jeremiah go together or are we going to say Iris and TJ? What are you thinking?
Iris and TJ. She doesn't like Jeremiah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't think she likes Jeremiah.
Can I ask a question here too? I got to ask you a question. How funny would it be if Jeremiah went home before Huda did?
Most likely that's what's going to happen. I feel like
Huda won't be paired with nobody either though. Could we send two of them home? What if they left together?
I mean, then they'll be on that flight together. Then they'll probably be back together and we'll see them on an interview saying like how we work things out. And we're in therapy together. I think that Iris doesn't like Jeremiah like that because she's probably thinking like you went through all of this. Like I don't really. She kind of probably is not feeling him like that anymore.
Yeah, and I think somebody clocked it too. Scrolling up real quick, somebody, we got some chats going on here. Mariah said, TJ, I think Iris is turned off by Jeremiah. Yeah, and even Electric Mary Jane said she is not his type. He said it. Exactly. That's the weird thing about it is.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And again, it would be hilarious. Like, what if for some crazy reason, Jeremiah's like, I'm going to, or Huda's like, I'm going to pick Jeremiah and we're going to go down that path again. That'd be awesome. All right. But we're not going to make this the Huda. We're done talking about Huda and Jeremiah.
Wait, no, because Dwayne Banks said that Huda and Jeremiah will probably get back together, which I can definitely see them getting back together. I keep saying, I don't think it's over.
And again, why would he get back together? Because he wants to win this thing. And I get it. Yeah. I know you want to win money. I get it. But if Jeremiah goes back to Huda, let me be the first. I will be, oh my God, I will be uncontrollable for days. I will be uncontrollable. I agree with DJ. I think Huda and Jay are done as well. I would hope that they don't go down that path, but I will be uncontrollable for days. All right. So, I mean, a guy would have to go home here.
A guy would have to go home. I think that
there's so many guys left.
I think that Taylor and Alandria, they're good right now.
Yep. Alandria. Yeah, because we got rid of Grandpa and Taylor.
I think they're good right now.
I'm gonna go Ace and Shelly still, right? We're gonna lock them in for now.
Yeah,
because the new girl's gonna lock in with Iris. Or no, the new girl. We haven't picked the new girl yet. Who do we think the new girl's gonna end up with?
Pepe.
Ooh. All right. So we're going to go Pepe and Adriana. All right. So that leaves us 2, 4, 6. So it leaves us with Jeremiah.
DJ says Adriana's locking up with Pepe. Yeah.
Jeremiah, Huda. Is that Hannah? Right? Oh. And Hannah. That leaves us with those three.
Wait,
right?
Won't a girl go home since a guy went home?
Possibly, unless they vote again.
True.
So Jeremiah, Huda, and Hannah would be left of those three. So we have Austin and Maya, right? Okay. Sierra and Nick, Iris and TJ, Alondra and Taylor, Ace Shelley, Pepe, Adriana, and then we would have Jeremiah, Huda, and Hannah left.
And if they had to choose between those three for one to go home, who do you think they're sending home?
Huda, probably, I think. Maybe.
Yes, I think it's Huda. I think they would send Huda home only because the girls are like, okay, she had her three.
Adriana said she was going after Jeremiah, is what she said. You couldn't make it out, but she did say Jeremiah.
Yeah, she did. She did. She did say Jeremiah.
You see Hannah and Jay? I don't think so. It's weird because we don't know how the dynamic's going to be, because technically if a girl picked, like, how would that end up? We're still an extra girl. We still have an extra girl. So it's definitely interesting. But if it, yeah, my boy keeps winning. Yeah, she said, I'm coming for Jeremiah is what DJ. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she said on her, like, you know, her walking in entrance, because, you know, they're watching the show like we're watching the show. So she maybe she's coming in thinking she's going to save the day. Who knows?
And she has every opportunity with Jeremiah because, again, so, all right, let's just say Adriana goes and steals Jeremiah, right? And Pepe stays with Hannah. That leaves Huda by herself. See you later, Huda. If you think about it that way, too.
Bye. Katie said, even if Huda has a redemption, I just want something new on my screen at this point.
And look, she had a redemption tonight. All right. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to y'all. She redemption. I don't remember a word she said the last 14 days. I don't really care.
She went out there and showed ass.
Yeah. Maybe that's a high note to go out on, you know?
Yeah. Maybe, because everybody forgot. I'm pretty sure everybody forgot.
Also, I want everybody at Peacock and NBC and whoever listens to this show, I want everybody on the universe to comment on Huda's page and tell them how much we have how much I, not Ashley, because she hasn't showed her love the way that I have. Huda love that we want her on the podcast to talk to us, though. You know what I mean? We want Jalen. Jalen, come holler at us. You know what I mean?
Yes, Jalen. We need Jalen on here. We'll have Charlie too.
Yes, Charlie. Charlie. I love that Charlie on here.
I was sad to see him go.
Yeah, Hannah's going to regret it if she loses her man to Adriana. You know what I mean? Hello.
She is.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm excited to see what these ladies do. I'm excited to see what unfolds. I'm excited to see who goes home. I would die if we could jail. We're working on it.
We're definitely working on it.
Yes.
Yes.
We're working on things behind the scenes. We're working on things slowly but surely. The biggest thing that we can ask you guys to continue to do is just continue to support us, tweet us out, you know, thread us out, all of the above. Jalen and Charlie were, well, look, I'll say Charlie was robbed because he had a connection with Hannah. Jalen was not robbed. I mean, Grandpa needs to go on like the Bachelor. What is it? Hang on. The Golden Bachelor. That's what he should be. I'm sorry.
Don't do him like that. Don't do him like that.
Much love, Jalen.
Huda should have been home.
Who?
Huda should have went home.
Nah, then we wouldn't have been able to see what we saw tonight. Sorry.
Lord.
I'm kidding. He didn't get a chance. I don't disagree with you guys. I don't disagree. I'm sorry, Dwayne. I apologize. Golden Bachelor is crazy. I know, DJ. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, Dwayne. I'm Jalen. I'm sorry, man. I apologize. Golden Bachelor is pretty crazy. Or maybe he'll be on Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know. Yeah. Ashley, you know what? Any parting thoughts for our Islanders out in the world about this episode, about what's ahead, about anything? Give us some parting thoughts.
This episode was sort of a snooze fest, besides for the twerking challenge. And Meg Thee Stallion, gorgeous. Love seeing her on my screen. I think next episode and between Friday's episode and Sunday's episode, we should be getting something good. Somebody's going to be crying. Just know that.
Just to wonder who it'll be. All right, folks, continue. Thank you so much. Like, we cannot thank you guys enough, especially everybody. This episode, The Calm Before the Storm, exactly, BJ. Everybody in the chat, thank you so much for commenting on throughout while we are live. Again, if you're watching, if you're listening at home on podcast platforms, please do us a favor and drop us a setting up for Casa. Exactly. I keep on reading the chat as I'm trying to close out the show because it's awesome. But thank you guys for the support. We do greatly appreciate it. Give us both a follow on all platforms. We're very, very excited. We'll be back again Sunday night. We think the big bang really happens on Sunday night. So that's why we're going to be there. And then our goal is for any emergency shows, any Thursdays, if we have another crazy episode like we did last Tuesday, we're going to try to go live anytime we have like insaneness going on. If we find out Casa is at some point next week, you guarantee you will definitely have us here listening and breaking it down. We hope to have you guys in the comments with us. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Love and Reality Podcast. We'll be back on Sunday night.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.